Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Tuesday, October 26. First, the weather. The rain chance decreases to 20% today. And it'll be hot, with the afternoon highs reaching the upper 80s. Let's get things started at the seaport. Miami sees an opportunity for its downtown seaport as dozens of cargo ships are backed up off the coast of Southern California. Port Miami and other seaports in Florida have been running smoothly during the supply chain crunch. Port Miami officials say there's been record cargo offloading and only one ship that needed to drop anchor and wait in the past 6 weeks. Florida ports are operating 24/7 while the Los Angeles port is still trying to transition to around-the-clock operations. In coffee news, Miami's walk-up coffee windows have long been the venue for political debate in South Florida, but now Ventanitas themselves are the topic of contention in Palmetto Bay. This past week, village leaders voted to require formal permission to open the walk-up windows along the busy corridor of Southwest 136th to 157th Streets along US 1. That means walk-up sales won't be permitted unless a business gets approval from the village's planning and zoning department. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In tech news, if you've been wondering when you're going to get a piece of the new Miami tech action, you have company. Of the more than 1,800 jobs promised by firms moving to or expanding in Miami, fewer than 300 have materialized. But it's even worse than that. Local firms appear to be favoring out-of-state networks for many of the jobs. Jaden Johnson is a marketing leader in Miami at networking app Upstream and helped organize this year's Miami Hack Week. He says Miami continues to be haunted by the notion that it lacks adequate homegrown talent. Johnson notes the biggest problem may be that Miami workers might not have experience in a fast-paced startup on their resume, compared with the newly arrived from New York or California. In sports, football fans, you may want to dust off your Pac-Man skills from your carefree gaming days. That's because Hard Rock Stadium is getting an old-school arcade. During halftime or even in the middle of the Dolphins and Hurricanes football games, you can relieve some stress at the Arcade 1-Up Game Lounge on the second floor club level. Other iconic machines include Street Fighter, NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat, Star Wars Pinball and Ms. Pac-Man. There are about 50 in total. No need to bring a batch of quarters, games are all free. TVs will be set up so you can keep an eye on the action on the field. The arcade won't be open for concerts or other events at Hard Rock Stadium. And finally, what is that boxy cool ultra-modern building on US 1 in Coral Gables? Now you have your answer. It's Artefacto. That's the family-owned 45-year-old Brazilian furnishings company beloved by celebrities and mere mortals alike. The 40,000-square-foot showroom is a beauty. Long after you've browsed or made your purchase, you may want to stay a while. The lushly appointed showroom has a front lounge whose Instagrammable backdrop is a giant digital waterfall. Check it out at 101 South Dixie Highway. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com, and stay healthy.